My next guest has some great ideas that I think anybody as a parent with at least one child or more wants to know about. And that's, hey, I've got three, and I hadn't figured it out, but five ways you can get kids to do chores without complaining or paying them this summer. Greg Marcet is my guest. He is the founder of a program here that he will tell us a little bit more about. But, Greg, I just want you to know it ain't possible. Just not possible to get these kids. They're going to complain, and I speak from experience. But anyway, welcome to the program. Thank you so much, and glad to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And my grandpa was a full bird colonel in the Army, and so loved the service and everything that they do and sacrifice. So thanks for having me on, and you're absolutely right. Kids are going to complain, but we can do a few things to help them not complain, or at least minimize the complaining.
Well, good luck with that. I know you, now, as I understand it, you are the father of six?
Six kids, yes. So we've got a half dozen. I've got lots of battle scars to prove that. and I fully understand how hard it is to be a parent these days. And it seems like it's just getting tougher. And so we hope that we've given a few tools to parents out there to make that job a little bit easier when it comes to at least work and money.
You want to inspire other parents to learn the right ways to get their children to help out around the home and become good citizens. And you're saying that is, how do you do that?
So I think the way you do that is you start early and you stay consistent. And, you know, with my job chart, I started that for my six kids because, you know, all of a sudden they started growing up and I thought, holy smokes, I don't know that they're actually getting it when it comes to the whole you got to work for what you get, and then once you get money, what do you do with it, and all that. So that necessity was the mother of invention with our family.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, we needed to start teaching these things, so my job chart was born, and now we have 830,000 members using it, and
wow.
Kids have done over 30 million jobs. So we are getting kids to do stuff, and it's exciting.
Well, I want to talk about my job chart and how it works. But before I get there, I want to get to what I think has been my biggest problem with my three children. I wanted things better for them than it was for me growing up. If it wasn't spoken, it was certainly there. And it tended to work. It tended to push me away from asking them to do things that I had to do when I was growing up. I guess I kind of saw that as, well, yeah, you know, things are better now. They don't have to do that. Or is that a legitimate concern on the part of parents who say, I want it better for my kids than I had it, and so I'm not making them do stuff?
You know, I think it's totally natural to want better for your kids than you've had, even if you've had it pretty good. I think it's totally natural, and it just, you know, it really is because it kind of comes from the love that you have for your kids. I think it's totally natural. But you've got to also realize the reason that it will be better for them is that you teach them correctly and kind of not shelter them from everything, but expose them to things that are very meaningful and impactful in their life that's going to make them better than you are. So it's a fine line that we all have to walk.
Well, the other thing I thought about when I read up on you was this. Anybody with six kids doesn't have time to invent anything. So how did you have time to come up with my job chart?
Sleep is overrated, right? Nobody wants to sleep. You just got to stay up and burn the midnight oil. I just really felt like I've got to do something because I don't want these kids living with me for the rest of their lives and the rest of my life. So I had to do it. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing. Now, I started my job chart almost 5 years ago, and my oldest back then was 12. And so now he's 17. And you think, holy smokes, he's almost ready to kind of fly out of the nest and be on his own. And it's a good thing to look back a little bit and say, I think I've done something right. This kid, he's 17 now. He's got some jobs under his belt. He's earned, he's got in his savings account.
Hold on, Greg, before you tell me how much he's got, because I'm probably going to be envious. Let me take a break. We'll come back. We're talking with Greg Merced, father of six and founder of My Job Chart. Folks, you got to listen to this. This is Too Good to Miss. We'll be right back. We're talking with Greg Merced, father of six, and the founder of My Job Chart, a free chore app, which has been in existence for, I think he says, 5 years now, and his oldest son, who 17, Greg, is that right?
17, yeah.
So has he been using this, have you been using this this free chore app on him for 5 years?
He's like the original guinea pig, the poor kid. he has lived it and breathed it, and essentially has learned, I think, at the end of the day, the proof's in the pudding, right? So he's learned these things, and the kind of overall financial philosophy of My Job Chart is give kids jobs, let them earn money, and then they can save it, they can share it with charities, or they can spend it on things they want or need. And so at the end of the day, I checked his account balance yesterday on his savings account.
Mm-hmm.
He's got $8,800 saved.
Wow.
And for a kid who's 17, that's a lot of money. And if you look at it, that's more money than the average American family has saved up.
Well, so, yeah, but let me ask you this question. Forgive me, Greg. He's got $8,800 in his accounts that came from whom?
So I knew you were going to ask that question, and that's a great question. It came from him earning money around the house. It also came from a couple of summertime jobs he has had, and it also came from what I think is super important with kids, and that is a matching contribution from me.
Mm-hmm.
So I started that, and actually My Job Chart tracks that and figures that out for families every day right now, but we set it up to where every time he saved a dollar, I would match it a dollar. And I think that's very key in a couple of ways. Number one, it puts their savings process on turbo.
Yeah, yeah.
It also makes them very smart when it comes to, you know, when they get their first real job and they have a 401k, they're going to say, hey, I've seen this before,
yeah,
and I like it.
And
they're going to do that.
Yeah, and that part I like about it, because this is training. Two things that occur here, it seems to me, and let me know if this is what you found. Number one is that when you save and you see your savings growing, you want it to grow faster. And number two, you understand the importance of saving, of managing money. Is that what you found with this app?
Absolutely right. And when, like I say, if they can get that really kind of early in life, when they're around that, you know, 8, 9, 10 age bracket, boy, that just becomes it's almost an addiction for them. He worked a roofing job, believe it or not, this summer, which is, you know, probably one of the hardest jobs you can ever do, especially in Phoenix, where we live. And he made quite a lot of money, and boy, 90% of his money he saved. So it's something that get it into them early, it sticks, and it's very impactful.
Yeah, I believe that. I really do believe that it is important that young people, get that experience. And once they've had that experience, there's no substitute for that. Okay, I got my own money in an account, and it makes them feel important about themselves.
It not only makes them feel important, but it empowers them. All of a sudden, they think that gives them some confidence that, boy, I can do things that other kids maybe can't do. I could buy something to generate some additional money. I can do, it just really opens their eyes to what the possibilities are. And I think it's just a very impactful and amazing thing to do that.
Okay.
And so start it early.
Yeah, My Job Chart. Freak. So what happens? I apply to you or I buy this app? Take me through it.
Yeah, so it's very simple. So you can download the app from the Apple Store or the Android Store, or you can just use it online on the website. And it's free to every family that like to sign up. You load your family in there, and then you give your kids jobs. Start them off easy. Give them 3 or 4 jobs to do on a systematic basis, and then those jobs have points equated to them. And those points represent money. In our system, it's a penny a point. So So it's very easy. So if you're going to wash the car for $10, that's $1,000, or that's a 1,000-point job. So kids do those point jobs, they get the points, and then they can, like I said, save them. They can share them with the charities that we have aboard, or they can spend them on something that they want or need.
Okay.
So that is finance 101. That's what all of us as parents and adults do. We go to work, we earn money, we save, we share, we spend.
Sure.
Same thing, just on a kid's level.
And what about with the kids? I mean, your oldest is 17. How old is your youngest? And we're talking with, by the way, Greg Mercet.
The youngest is 8.
Is 8. Okay. You guys didn't waste any time. 8 to 17, right in there. Okay.
You're good with math. So that was a decade of absolutely
craziness for us. Talk about dirty dishes and bottles and everything else. But the important – I also have a sense that this kind of makes you guys – I think it makes a family – it binds a family closer together. I mean, I can see how, you know, everybody doing something and having a role to play tends to make everybody feel important and keep them feeling as a part of the family.
You bet. I mean, it really is kind of a team effort, especially, I mean, most people don't have as many kids as we have, but, you know, you had 3. 3's a crowd. And so, I mean, when everybody's kind of pulling in the same direction, it absolutely helps. And I think it's a wonderful opportunity when kids start seeing this stuff and really having their eyes open to the work and money correlation. This is a great way for a family to really pull together on something that matters a lot. Because money is a big deal. I mean, it's the biggest contributor of, you know, divorce in a family.
Yeah.
It has a lot of problems around that. So if you can figure it out early and all work together and pull together in the same direction, that's going to make a big impact in your family over the years.
I believe that. Now, let me ask you the other question, and I can hear folks pounding on their radios or saying or their computers, wait a minute. Who's well? You know, let me hold it because I'll tell you what the question is, and you can help us through it. My point is that with 6 kids times X number of points times X number of weeks adds up to a lot of money. So does this? Do you have to have a lot of money in order to make this kind of program work, especially if you got a lot of children? Or am I missing that it's not necessarily money-driven, although money is the ultimate goal? This is Home and Family Finance. My guest is Greg Mercet. He is the father of 6, and his app is out there, My Job Chart. When we come back, we'll learn more. Stay with us. My guest is Greg Mercet. We're talking about 5 ways you can get your kids to do chores without complaining or paying them this summer. So let me get back to that with Greg to find out exactly. I don't know if we've gotten through the 5 ways, Greg, that you can do this. So help me out here.
Well, your question was a great question. Do you have to be rich to be able to pay your kids to do all this stuff around that? Yes, you have to be filthy rich. If you're not, forget it. No, I'm just kidding. We have almost 1 million people using My Job Chart, and we all have different, you know, financial situations, different walks of life.
Right.
And so one thing that I'd like to mention is not everything that they have to do has to be about money. Some of the most fun things that you can do with your kids is non-monetary. So, you know, if something that your kids like to do is go hiking or go swimming or whatever the case may be, that could be it. So they can earn 1,000 points and then go, the reward could be to go swimming or hiking as a family. So everything doesn't have to be about money, but money is a motivator for kids. And if they figure it out,
it's
a good thing.
5 ways you can get kids to do chores. Which ways, have we talked about any of those ways?
We keep wandering around. So I think one way is that you need to align their incentives. And we talked about that a little bit.
Right, we did.
If a kid is just driven, I've got, you know, 4 boys. If he's driven for a football or a skateboard or something else in his life, you know what? Align those incentives and say, hey, when you get enough points, we'll go get the football.
Got it. Okay.
Align those kind of incentives. Sure. I think that they really matter. If you have a daughter who is charitable by nature, align her incentives with a share partner that we have, a charity that's meaningful to her. And, you know, maybe it's the dog shelter or it could be the Cancer Society or whatever.
Whatever it is.
Align those incentives. And, okay. and you watch out because kids will just take it and run with it.
That's wonderful.
I think that's one way.
Okay,
the,
go ahead.
The second way is I think it's a fantastic way to teach kids how to do their jobs or chores around the house without complaining by matching their contributions, like we said, about savings.
Okay, that's true.
So those are a couple of, I think, really good ways to get them motivated. Number three, you know, we alluded to this too, make it a team effort. If everybody feels like they're pulling together, you know, there's going to be less complaining.
Okay.
Number four, don't give them so many jobs that they feel like overwhelmed. I think you got to start kind of simple. Give them three or four that mean something to them. Maybe they love the dog. Well, let them walk the dog, and that could be one of their jobs.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be total drudgery.
No, give them credit for things that they even like to do is what you're saying, and I think that's so important.
Yeah.
It's a job. They like it. And
it's a job, and it needs to be done, but, you know, if your daughter likes the dog, have her wash the dog and walk the dog. Wonderful, right? If you've got a son who just is into cars, have him be the car washing guy. You know, whatever the case may be, but try to figure out something that's important to them and they like, and let them do it. And don't start with a few simple ones, not a million of them.
I tried to get all three of them to like cleaning out the fireplace, but it didn't work.
Great. It didn't stick?
No, they nobody liked to clean out the fireplace, so you know. But that's four.
Yeah, you know,
go ahead.
That's four. Number five is and you kind of like number four, but number five is don't worry about them doing hard things. Kids need to learn how to do hard things.
Yeah.
They need to get off the couch and quit playing video games so much, and they need to get out there and clean the fireplace. And you might have to stand there and help them, and coerce them along a little bit. But there's nothing wrong with good old-fashioned hard work and having them do stuff that is a little bit hard and a little bit, not the most fun thing to do.
That's right. Don't limit their horizons by your limitations. That means just because you think they can't do it, that's no reason not to ask them. Ask them to do it. If they can do it, they can. And if they can't do it, they'll let you know they can't do it. But challenge them to do things. Absolutely.
My oldest boy, his first job was working at a potato farm in Arizona. I mean, it's brutal. They threw 50-pound potato sacks for 12 hours a day. I mean,
that's great.
That's hard work, but he did it, and it made him stronger. And let him flourish.
And they grow up. I'm not worried about Greg Mercette's children. It sounds like you got good control of them. Greg, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for coming in and sharing with us. It's in a lighter vein. I love it, but it's still just as serious as anything we can do because it's all about condoing. Talk to you soon. Come back and see us again, would you?
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Goodbye, everybody out there. A pleasure to be with you. I'm Paul Berry. We'll be right back here again next week. Hope you'll join us then. Al, thank you very much. Hello.